You know, I'm a curious kitten, and things go round and round in my head. I like to know how things work. I like to know what makes people tick. And right now, I want to know exactly how I press your buttons. How I get it just right and your cock starts to twitch and harden. So I'm going to run a little experiment here. Let's see whether it's my use of language that gets you hard. If I was to say to you, simple words, I want you to fuck me, would it make your cock twitch a little? And is it because you already know me and you know what's to come? Or is it just because of the words? Maybe it's the way I say them. So let's try that again. I want you to fuck me. There's a whispering to it. Baby, I want you to fuck me. I want you to put your big fat cock in my tight little pussy. Okay, so let's try the words. Let's change them a little and see what we can do. What if I was to say to you, simple words, I want you to fuck my tight little cunt hole. Did that get a bigger twitch than pussy? Now let's see if we can bring it a little more intimate and personal. Baby, I want you to fuck my tight little cunt hole. Let's try one more time, shall we? Please, I want you to fuck my tight little cunt hole. Won't you? Won't you slide your big fat cock in my tight little cunt hole? Please. Yes, I think it's about language and delivery combined, don't you? So let's try the experiment again, a little differently this time. A few more words and a little bit of a different theme. If I was to say to you, I bet your cock would look so good sliding into my pretty little mouth. Would it make your cock hard? If I whispered it, maybe in a public place like this, I bet your cock would look so good sliding into my pretty little mouth. Would that work? Maybe if I changed it a little. Just try it one more time. Oh, I bet your cock will look so good sliding into my pretty little mouth. Is it the words or the giggle? Now, let's try again. I bet your big fat cock will look so fucking good sliding into my pretty, pretty mouth. Throat fuck me. Please. Let's try that again in your ear. I bet your big fat cock would look so fucking good sliding into my pretty mouth, fucking my throat. Language is such a subtle thing. So, I have one more that I want to try on you. One more dirty little thing, and then I'm going to put them all together and see if I can't get you to cream everywhere. So, how many words? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Let's see what I can do with 11 words, shall I? Do it. Fuck me. Have your fill of your pretty girl. If I add two more, do it. Fuck me. Have your fill of your dirty little cum slut. Let's try that again. Do it. Fuck me. Have your fill of your pretty girl. Do it. Fuck me. have your fill of your dirty little cum slut. Is it the words? Pretty girl conveys a completely different thing in your mind. The dirty little cum slut, doesn't it? Just changing two words and adding two in, that's all it takes. That's all it takes for me to have your cock in your hand, wanking it off for me. Maybe you're pumping it. Maybe you're beating your dick, jacking your cock, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't matter, does it? Once you've heard the dirty talk, once it's got you there, it's all you can do but to keep listening and keep playing with your cock until you squirt reams of creamy, thick cum every fucking where. Cover me in it. Cover me in your creamy, gooey, white spunk. Shoot reams of it across my tits, my tummy, my mound. Maybe paint my little cunt all over with it, from the inside out. Would you like to see it? My legs spread wide, your cock buried deep in my dirty, whorish cunt. Would you fuck me hard? And then come, fill me up, take your cock out and watch your cum dripping from between my pussy lips down over my dirty little asshole, forbidden little hole. Would you fuck me there? Would you take my hole? Would you shove your dick in my dirty asshole and fuck me until I screamed? I do hope you just said yes. Because I want it. I need it. I need to be your dirty little whore, your wicked little cum slut. Your dirty fuck toy. Do you want me? Do you want a slut, a whore, a dirty little bitch, a wicked little girl? Daddy's girl, your girl, dirty girl, always. So many holes, which one do you think you need to fill first? Fill all of them. Fill them up until your cum is drenching my tummy, down my throat, my mouth. My pussy is sore and achy from where you pounded my dirty twat with your cock. Filled it with your cream. My asshole, a little sore and tender as I sit down afterwards, still leaking your cum. So tell me, is it the language I use, or the way I say it to you, or a combination of both that has you so close to the edge right now? I told you I wanted you to come, Shirley. Would you come for me? If I straightened up and said, please, come for me, I need it. Your dirty little bitch needs your cum, she needs it everywhere. Would that do it for you? Or maybe if I demanded it, give it to me. I want it. I want your cum. I want every last fucking drop of it. Give it to me. Empty your balls. Splash your cum everywhere. In me, over me, because of me. Would that do it? Only you can tell. Only you know. And that's why I love language. I love my voice. Love the things it does to you. Because I'm pretty sure that right now, you either are coming or are very close to it. So, do it. Jerk her cock off. Beat your dick. Over and over. Harder and harder. Wrap your hand tight around it and pretend it's my dirty, dirty pussy. My wicked little cunt. My dirty little fuckhole. Whichever you prefer. Because you're going to fill it up. Lose it. Empty your balls, do it, you deserved it. You've been hard for so long, I've been teasing you for an age. Do it, let go for me.